Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending on where you are. On Wednesday's edition today, we have Hometown Heroes, and we get the honor to present Dr. Jerry Brown. As always, my music didn't change like it was supposed to. That's okay. You heard Ariana, the founder of the Kindness Club for Kids, singing our theme song. Now, Dr. Jerry Brown is a veteran, highly awarded veteran, and served in the Army. He also was a minister, pastor in the military, among many other jobs. And a mentor, among many, many other things, and received numerous awards in the process. And we'd like to honor him for his service. But also, what interested me the most is he is all about healing and about nutrition and about health being your first wealth. We talk a lot about this on our shows and getting you to see just little steps that you can take in life to live your best life. It doesn't need to cost a fortune and kill yourself working out to be healthy. Welcome, Mr. Dr. Brown. How are you?
Well, I'm honored to be a part of the show. Thank you so much. You talked about Murphy's Law when you first came on, and now my speaker's not working on my connection, so you're right on point.
That's why it's a family show, and what can go wrong goes wrong. There's been days where my mic will quit working or my internet will drop.
Yeah. Wow. You know, Mary, you talk about my background, military, my life, but I'll get into that, but I just got surprised. My daughter just walked in my house, and she brought my granddaughter, who's actually in college, and surprised me. So... I'm a happy veteran soldier today.
I bet. And the best part of grandkids is to send them home after they're hopped up on sugar.
Okay. Hey,
this is what my mom tells me every day.
Yeah, I want to take advantage of her being here if you don't mind, right? She's going to probably kill me. But Mario, come here for a second real quick. Her name is Amari, right? And I'm going to ask her a question about her granddad. That way I get to get the best of all these worlds. So say something about your granddad, about your background, what you're doing right now in college, and kind of just something about your granddad. Talk about your mom and dad later.
Okay. Hey, Mary, nice to meet you. I don't know if she can hear me.
Can you hear Mary?
There we go. Sorry, I switched over.
Okay. No, you're good.
Be
I was going to say nice to meet you.
Be careful what you say. This is being recorded.
But yeah, my name's Amari. I'm 21 years old, and I'm in school right now. I'm pursuing my bachelor's degree for management, and specifically a focus on project management. And, yeah, I've been doing pretty good so far. I've made the dean's list every year. Right now I'm sitting at maybe like a 3.7 GPA. And I'm just going to try to do what my granddad does because he's so good at being an entrepreneur and marketing and communicating with people. So that's kind of what I plan to do is something along those lines.
That's awesome.
Country boy, you can ask her a question or whatever, but she's the one that did the conference call with us when she was 13 years old and trained me, you, Marvin.
I remember.
Yep, you on that
I
call,
remember.
Man.
I remember. I mean, there's a lot of wow moments in my life, but when a My grandmama said, young lady, you too big for your britches. Your spiritual anointing is older than your age. Your age has nothing to do with your intelligence level. That just means how long you've been here. But if you keep hanging out with Dr. Jerry Brown, I'll just throw a little quick story on you. Man, young lady, you was anointed before you was appointed. So if you already know what your purpose-driven life is, you've already sneaked a peep in it, it's going to be exceedingly abundantly more than you're imagining.
Wow. So Mary, I know you guys got questions for me. I'm just so excited. And that's the thing about me is impact, right? What do you do to make an impact? And I know for sure 1,000% her mom raised her up real good, right, and the whole deal, and got her on her way. And you say you get, when they visit, you get to send them out, right? Well, her mom sent her out too, right? But look, guys, I want to talk about impact, though, right? Because I mean it. Just to be a part, be a soldier, be a veteran, the whole deal. My life has been impact. God has impacted my life, and my mission is to impact other lives, right? And so let's get this blog talk call. Serious show going, and I'm excited about being here with Mary, with our country boy, with yourself, and just how you guys are bringing impact, man. And you impact my life too by giving me an opportunity to share. So let me know where to start, and we'll go from there.
You know, and that's the whole goal with one, the radio show, but also what we do besides the radio show is to be able to give people that hope. And that, you know, one of my big mentors, he's been on the show a few times, Matt Gill and Tiffany Largay were part of the Do the Damn Thing Nation. And their whole motto is fear hates movement. So taking that first step is always the scariest. But once you take that little step, no matter how small it is, it gets easier.
Wow.
And showing people not to just quit when things get hard.
I like that. I like that. That's a great segue for me. It's like taking your first jump in airborne school, right? The thing about it is, right, you're scared to death. It's your first jump. But they tell you, yeah, whatever you are afraid of, whatever you're not sure of, whatever, take it all out with you because you're getting out of this plane. All right. Love y'all. All right.
My first jump, yeah, I got pushed out because I froze.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Airborne. You go, lady. Proud of you.
Search
man.
And rescue,
yeah,
aviation.
Wow, I love it, Mary. Love it. Now, just imagine that. See, I talk about impact. I'll get into my story in a second, too. But you talk about giving people hope, right? Look at you. Search and rescue. Folks that may not know that help is coming, may not know how or when or where or what's going on, but in the background, somebody's coming. You're coming. Isn't that amazing? And then when you get there, it's always like a prayer, answered. So I love that your background. So you're on both sides of that, man, on the side of being able to understand those that may need help, encouragement, and need inspiration to not quit, to hang in there. Look at you, though, man. Amazing. I want to kind of interview your life instead of mine now. Right. Search and rescue. What a phenomenal, impactive position. That you help.
Well, and I always looked at it as it was God's path, because the day I signed my paperwork, because I was 17 when I enlisted, so I was still doing the National Guard because you can't enlist full-time at that age, and I was still in high school, a gentleman retired 5 minutes before. So literally it just popped up as an availability.
Wow. Wow. Look at that. That's amazing. That's amazing. So let me segue off of that right now. And I got tears in my eyes. I'm gonna share a story, my life story, real quick, briefly. And I want to talk about, I'm from the Bronx, New York, Mary, right? And talk about it just showed up, just popped up. I'm from the Bronx, New York, and I'm actually doing a full-featured Hollywood movie on my life. It's called The Flowers of Rose. And that's The Flowers of Rose, T-H-E-F-L-O-W-E-R-S, The Flowers of Rose. My mother's name was Rose, and she raised 7 kids in Fort Apache, the Bronx, one of the worst areas of New York City back in the 70s. You can Google it. It said the Bronx is on fire, one of the worst cities in America. And it wasn't because of the bad people. It was just a crazy world. We happened to be in a place where things were tough back in the 70s. well, 60s and 70s. So nevertheless, Mary, talk about it just showed up, right? My mother was 36 years old, and she raised 7 kids in Fort Apache, the Bronx, on welfare, very poor family, in the projects, the whole deal. We had to take bottles outside to the water hydrant to get water. That's how bad it was back in the 70s. And somebody said, Brian, it couldn't have been that bad in America. Yes, it was. It was bad all over the world. It was a tough world to be in, but a blessed world. So nevertheless, my mom died on Mother's Day. I was born on Mother's Day. Now, this is my point about hope. My mother died on Mother's Day. I was born on Mother's Day, and I was second to the oldest. My oldest brother, he was a top league guitar player in New York City. He played basketball in New York City. Well-known guy for his music and arts. Just awesome guy. The day she died, he went crazy. He lost his mind. He couldn't handle it. They didn't have mental health back then that day like they have now. Started walking the street to New York City. Basically, he would be bringing to the house. He'd leave the house, just go walk the street, wouldn't talk to anybody. So that's how it impacted him. One brother went to jail for 18 years. One sister got on drugs and alcohol. So the whole family began to fall apart. And me being the second to the oldest, I tried to keep him together. I tried to get a job to take care of the apartment. And while taking care of the apartment, they had a thing called Blackout 77 in New York City where the lights went out in New York. I was working at a TV repair shop. The guy was training me as a young kid, give me enough money to keep the apartment. But in the Blackout 77, they robbed all the stores and even the TV shop. So now I'm out of a job, basically homeless now, but brothers and sisters are all over the place, past the Army recruiting station. And as I'm walking past, the guy said, kid, you want to join the military? I said, no, I dropped out of school. My mom died, so I had to get a job, so I'm trying to get a GED at night. And the guy said, well, take the test and see how well you do. I took the test. I scored high on the ASVAB and was able, as a non-grad, one slot at all of New York City, I got that one slot to join the military. Isn't that amazing? Talk about it just popped up and about hope. Joined the military, and fast forward now, I am one of the flowers of Rose. My mother's name was Rose. The movie is called The Flowers of Rose. It talks about how our lives bloomed out. And so here I am now on the phone with you guys. A high school dropout from the Bronx, New York. I'm now 20-year retired military, undefeated Army boxer. I now have 3 PhDs, a master's, a bachelor's, associates, and a GED. I'm doing I own a movie production company here. I'm doing a whole movie on my life called The Flowers of Rose. And I received the Military Service Medal from Colin Powell for putting together the what they call the untold story. I travel all through the desert at risk of losing my life to do revivals and run church services for soldiers all in the desert. And talk about hope. That's my life. My life is not just hope. My life is hope, persistent, determination, and gratitude in a big, big way. So that's my heart now. My heart is helping people. All 7 kids are still alive. One of my little brothers works at the third person, the Secretary of Education, for the whole United States, retired Air Force, state trooper. The sisters, they're counselors now. The one that went to prison for 18 years, he's now selling health nutrition with me. So instead of selling dope, he's selling hope. So talk about a life, man. God is good all the time. And I'll end with that and kind of let you guys ask questions or whatever. But that's my purpose now. My focus is really helping people. That's my heart's desire. To be able to help people, to be a rescue guy like Mary.
You know, the one thing I loved about your story is, one, you own it. And, you know, we've had guests on that talk about only the good. And I love how you took your son's story and his issues and uplifted it and showing that, you know, just because you made a mistake at one point in your life doesn't mean you're doomed. That you can rise up above that and do other things in the process and change who you are.
Wow. Well, that, Mary, would you say that? That's the best part about life. There's a verse that says, in him we live, we move, we have our being, right? And I love this part here. There's nothing you can do to make yourself right enough to be with God, but there's everything that God can do to make you right enough to be with him. So I love that his mercy and his grace, right, it endures forever. Right, and so that's what blows my mind, man. To hear you say that part, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what you come through, or what you've done last night, today, or right now. Right, God is a forgiving, loving God, and He cares about you. So, hey, Mary, you got me on that one. That's right. So there's always hope. And people always say, as long as there's life, there's hope. My dog is actually Hope, too. He's excited about you guys. So they say, as long as there's life, there's hope. But I changed that. And I say this, country boy, right? As long as there's God, there's hope. So there's always God, but there's always hope. Because even when you're dead, like a guy named Lazarus, the guy dies. And, you know, you've seen guys die, ladies and guys die in, with your rescue stuff, and somehow they bring them back, right? Somehow they resuscitate them, all that good stuff. So I'll say this, as long as there's God, there's hope. As long as there's Christ, there's hope. So I thank God for hope, and I thank God for hope and forgiveness also.
Yep.
And that's
I'll
the
jump
motto
in
of our... I was just going
to
say
ahead,
quick.
Go ahead, man.
That's the motto of our radio show. With hope, there's freedom. Giving hope
wow.
a chance gives you that freedom to take those next steps in life. And that's our whole goal.
Wow. I love that. Go ahead, Principal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Two cliff notes real fast. While you was talking about Dr. J, we talk about the storm. Mary knows. Our friend Mac, he's a veteran. He was there. Desert Storm. I heard this. I'll give you all the cliff notes. So my story about the storm is some people run away from the storm. Y'all see people evacuating. I saw a little clip on YouTube one night where everybody was getting off the coast down into Florida. The hurricane's coming through. Everybody's running in one direction, and they see this guy, Dr. Jerry Brown, has a surfboard under his arm running towards the storm. They said, where are you going? He said, I'm getting ready to go seize the opportunity of a lifetime. I hear the biggest tidal wave that's ever been in history. I'm going to ride it. Yeah.
Wow.
He wants to ride in the storm.
Wow.
While most people are running away from the storm. The second one, the serenity prayer. Give me enough wisdom. Oh, I started getting bad. You grant me enough courage to change those things that I can. Fast forward and enough wisdom to accept those things that I cannot control because God is in control of the storm. Last one for you. Hope is the grandfather. Well, Mother Nature, when you really look at it from both sides, hope is the grandfather for faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please the divine creator. Faith is the substance of things. Hope for. If you have nothing to hope for, you have nothing to activate that little mustard seed faith that you said. If hope dies, you're part of the walking dead. He said it, we believe it, and we hope that you believe it too. God said it, and it will come to pass. Back to you, Dr. J.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it back to Mary, because when you talk about hope and talk about storms, right? God is just amazing, his genius, how that he put Mary inside the storm. Every storm, there's an equal or greater benefit for you in the storm. So don't run from the storm, because you're either coming from a storm, or you're going to a storm. That's how life is. It's full of storms, right? But the key is, like Country Boy, like you guys are saying, there's hope in the midst of the storm. And God proved that by putting the rainbow after the storm. He got you. So inside of every storm in my life, there's always been an equal or greater benefit. So I learned in the storm to go inside and find that equal or greater benefit in the storm. Yep, a reason to trust God, a reason to find hope. And, you know, and I talk about individuals. Sometimes when you're in a position, when it's you, the one on this call, when it's Mary, when it's Country Boy, when it's Brown, when I'm actually in the storm, right? And a lot of times we it's a different thing when you're in the storm. It's easy to talk about a storm when you're not in a storm, right? But when you are the person in the storm, right, and you know that God is a genius, that he always puts an equal or greater benefit inside the storm, right, you personally find comfort. So that person listening right now, you might say, these guys are talking, but I'm in the storm right now. I'm telling that person listening right now, in that storm, these words, there's an equal or greater benefit. And talk about a rescue person, right? God will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be there always to the end of the world and beyond.
And Dr. J, we're talking about in the middle, right in the middle is what they call the eye of the storm. They said if you get in the middle of the tornado, if you stand in the middle, guess what?
there's no harm can come to you. So if you're in the eye of the storm, you know if God has his eye on the sparrow,
wow.
You know he's watching you.
Wow. Wow, Mary. Wow. I appreciate God let me be a part of this call, man. I'm really thinking now, as we're talking about Memorial Day and everything else, right? Let's talk about soldiers. I mean, you talk about soldiers, those men and women, young men and women all over the world. That I got a picture in my head, Mary, when you talk about hope, talk about being able to endure the storm. When I think about soldiers as a whole, regardless of what branch, what organization, whatever, soldiers, those first responders, those law enforcement, those folks, those that we're memorizing now, that imagine that they did not just go to the edge of the fight, right? They go, like yourself, they go into the fight, and they went into the fight, right? That's why we have Memorial Day, because they went into the fight. They went into the fire, right? They went into it, man. They didn't go around it. They went, they say most folks run from the chaos. They say Marines run to the chaos, right? I'm on me, but we all know what that means. Soldiers run to the chaos, right?
You know,
because we have a purpose. Go ahead, Mary.
My son started calling me this the other day, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and he showed me the video. You know, soldiers and, you know, even Country Boy, he's what you call buffalo, and the rest of them
mm-hmm.
are cows. And I didn't quite get that until he showed me the video explaining it. Well, when a storm hits, buffalo run towards the storm.
Wow.
Cows run away from the storm. So they actually endure the storm longer because they're staying in pace with the storm. Where buffaloes run towards it, so they actually battle it head on and go through it faster.
Wow. Wow. My God,
that's the first time I ever heard that, Mary. But one of my
I didn't hear
best
until
friends,
he spoke to me.
One of my best friends, and Dr. Brown knows who I'm talking about. One of his mentors here in Atlanta, one of the first Georgia State Afro-American senators, Lou Walker, was a Buffalo soldier. If you read in the history book, since we're talking Memorial right now. The Battle of San Juan Hill, better known as the Spanish-American War. If you read in the history books, it says, and I quote, the Rough Riders was pinned down in a bunker 7 miles back, and they had to call in special infantry forces, better known as the 24th and 23rd Infantry, better known as the Buffalo Soldiers. If you keep reading, I got the history that never got documented. It says each one of these Buffalo soldiers was so well trained, they acted as their own captain as they walked victoriously and won the Battle of Fort Knox. The gold that we now own was won by our colored folks, the Buffalo Soldier folks, who are still unsung heroes.
Wow. You know, guys, you guys got me now. I'm going to touch on the four D's with that. Four D's. You talk about soldiers. There's a statement that said it's not so much how big the dog is in the fight, but how big the fight is in the dog, right? And when you talk about Buffalo soldiers or any soldier, right, think about these four D's, right? Then I'm going to transition into my favorite soldier. But the four D's, the first D is desire. These soldiers have a reason to do what they do. They got a cause. They got something that actually drives them to complete the mission, to move forward. They train, right? They're committed. They know what to do. They know how to do. But, you know, when you do all that, you still have to complete the mission. So the deal is, right, they got desire. They got a reason, a why that's so big that these guys have to accomplish the mission. There's no go there, do something, and walk away. No, you got to complete the mission. So they got a big enough why. So in life, make sure you get a big enough reason why. Get a philosophy. Get something that you can stand on, something you can believe in, that's going to drive you as your bridge over troubled water. That's going to drive you into the eye of the storm. That's going to drive you into the chaos and make you go and get through things faster. Get a big enough reason not to run, not to give up, not to cave in. Not easy, but get a reason. So desire, number one, number one. Number two is make a decision in your life. Make a decision today that, yeah, life is tough, life has been challenged, life is storms, all the stuff. You got to make sacrifices. These guys and girls sacrificed their life. They didn't go and come back. Someone, they didn't make it back, right? So make a decision. And once you make a decision, right, I pray that you discipline yourself. Third D, discipline. Desire, decision. Now discipline yourself to do the practices that it takes, right? Get on a call like this. Get with people that are going somewhere. Research, study, move forward. Discipline yourself to do those things you know you need to do to get it done. You couldn't be a rescue and survivor if you didn't discipline yourself, I promise you, right? But once you get those three Ds, the last D is determination to persist to get the job done. My mother died, man, and left us. I mean, she had – we're stuck in a place. What kept me going forward in spite of, right, is because I had determination to persist to get the job done. So in My Greatest Soldier, it's not a religious call, but My Greatest Soldier was a guy named Jesus Christ, right? That's what I believe in. That's just me. And this guy not only had desire, it was so big, his desire, it says that the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, even the death of the cross. Talk about Memorial Day, right, for soldiers. He endured the death of the cross. He had a big enough reason because on the other side of that, I believe, for me personally, he done it for me. That was his desire. His decision, think about this. When you make a decision, right, don't just make a decision, but take action on the decision. Here's what I'm talking about. He got to the point to going to the cross. He said this, prayed three times. The Father, if it's possible, he said, take this cup away from me. I can't take it. Take it away if it's possible. But then he said this, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. See that? So that's a decision that produces action, that produces results. Right? And then once he had that decision made and he decided he was going to follow through, he disciplined himself. He went to the cross. See that? But here's the key. They killed him. They put him in a tomb. They buried him, covered it up. Right? But because he had determination to persist to get the job done, right, the stone was moved away and he got back up. Come on, guys. Right? So that, when I think about that, I think about soldiers, military, but I think about people in general that had an opportunity to be down here on planet Earth, right? And regardless of what happened in your life, right, the wind of life blows on everybody. But it's not the blowing of the wind, Jerome says. It's the setting of your sail, right, when the wind blows. How do you set your sail, your thinking, your mindset as you are able to direct yourself where you want to go in life and not let life direct you where it wants you to go, right? So that determination to persist, to get the job done, I would pray that everyone hearing this talk today, this call, this show, that you will get a new mindset or get a mindset to have determination to persist, to get whatever job you want to get done, don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Easy to say, Dr. Brown, right? But I guess what? I'm saying it because it's doable. And you from this particular show today, you're hearing the information that gets you to be able to do that, overcome. There's hope. There's always hope, no matter what. There's always an opportunity for you to succeed. Just don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel.
You know, it's ironic that you said that, because yesterday I went shopping and I found a T-shirt that I ended up buying for the president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton. And it says, only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom.
Wow.
Thank God for the American soldier.
Wow.
And Mary,
wow.
When you get into this thing they call a game of life, you have the Dr. Brown, you remember they say tighten up your boot straps.
Tighten them up.
When you enter into the boot camp of life, the first thing that you learn when you're in elementary school is not about you, country boy. When they grow your spirit a little bit, they said, it's bigger than you, country boy. You're probably going to need some help. That's why my grandmama gave me my first elementary lesson on it's a blessing to be a blessing. If everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. You could just go ahead and unselfishly just wave a wand over you and sprinkle your family while you're at it. But see, when we understand that it's bigger than us, it's not about you. It's about his glory. And see, we don't even have to know everybody. I've never even met Mary, and I call her my best friend. You know why? Because we have something seriously in common. Our Father. Our Father. We're about our Father's business. And when you went into that boot camp called life, one must believe. I'm talking to you now. One must believe that he is, that he is, that he is, that he is, until he ain't. The truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't. Elementary, dear Watson, you must believe in whoever you say your maker is. Number two, when you've been through a few storms, you better graduate your faith into knowing that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I know in my knower that I know that I know that I know that I know. It's one of them infinity words. And when you get to where we are right now in life, because we're not promised today, we're living for today because we're not promised tomorrow, I hope that you guys are lending on something very powerfully called trust. You trust him with your life. Trust him with that next breath that you ain't even took yet. Trust him for the tomorrow that you ain't even seen. He's the only one that has the power to change your past. He's the only one that can re-edit this thing called life that we're going through right now. Can't have sunshine without having some rain. And please believe me, he is the completer of a task. Just like you guys went to battle knowing that the battle was not yours. But when you came back to this U.S. soil and sat down, it's time to go to work again. Mary landed and hit the ground running and said, I got to do something about these school systems. What they're teaching is not working. I've never called nobody stupid in my life, but if you want to reference Webster Dictionary, it says to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, and it's not working. So Mary is standing back, doctor, as a soldier. Wow. She's kind of like a sniper with angel wings, saying, well, look, they talking about us veterans, but nobody really asks us what we need. We're standing on the corner saying, I work for food, I'm homeless, and we act like we don't know who they are. They're sleeping in underneath bridges, and we turn our head until the light turns green. Now, why am I telling y'all this? I sound like I'm getting ready to preach y'all sermon. I'm going to just push the pause button right there and tell you one more time. One of our partners in this thing that we're doing called Hope, his name is Lynn Kane. Oh, y'all might know him. Oh, some of y'all been calling him Tom Cruise, but he's the top gun. He's the best fighter pilot in the world. Not Tom Cruise, Lynn Kane, the Golden Rule Society. He kept it simple. He says, just treat other people the way that you want to be treated. But he's got partners and super friends. He teamed up with a guy named Ron Clayton. I call him our new president. Oh, I like that word, new. He's our new president. Ron says, we're going to call it Hope for You. Yeah, Hope for You. We're talking to you. And then he says, we're going to call out the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. There's Lynn Kane way over on the west coast. There's Mary way up in Minnesota. There's Ron Clayton way up in New York. We got a double portion blessing down here in the dirty, dirty south. You got Jerry Brown and Country Boy right here in the dirty south. But we're taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we allow every single soldier to love their very, very, very best. Oh, I forgot to tell you, anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. We want you to keep practicing now. We know you've got 20 years under your belt, but practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better, Dr. Brown. Better, Dr. Brown. Better at whatever it is you do. I know you've been practicing doing unto others before. Yeah, I said before. They do unto you because when you continue to give love, hope, and kindness away, eventually it's going to come right back to you, Mary Stanley. Back to you, sweetie.
You know, the one thing we haven't talked about with this hope and making those changes in life is changing your mindset, going from the cause to an effect type of mindset. By one, stop living in the blame world. There's always someone else's fault. Or, you know, I've got problems because, you know, something happened to me when I was a child. Instead of the having the mindset of, all right, well, this happened, how do we fix it? And that's crucial to making those next steps in life, taking accountability for things that happen, even if it's not completely your fault.
Mary, amazing. When you talk about that, I want to go to basic training, right? And, you know, we had a thing called Country Boy talk about getting better, practice. But in basic training, you get to a point where there's no place for excuses, only for solutions. Bottom line, because they're going to teach you how to lay a foundation to build your whole career on. And to be able to do anything you need to do in the military, you can get the foundation in basic training, from rifle to anything else. But nevertheless, we do something called tasks, conditions, and standards. Tasks, conditions, and standards. They said, this is your task. This is your task. This is, you fire a weapon, you jump off a plane, you do whatever. This is your task. Under these conditions, because we want you to be able to adapt to the conditions, right? But we want you to do this at this standard so we can make you the best of the best, what we're going to teach you with this basics, right? And so we spent our whole career just developing based on tasks, conditions, and standard, country boy, right? So you talk about, Mary, about moving you forward now. Great, great segue. We had all this good stuff, trusting God and believing and doing all this. How do we move you forward now? So for those who are listening right now, you have a task for your life, right? I'm going to give you a five-piece puzzle to help you complete the task condition to the standard that what you desire for your life. And number one is philosophy. Stop what you believe. Number one, that's the first piece of your life puzzle. What's your philosophy? We heard Mary, we had country boys, for like, heard mine. Mine is this. I got a thing on my wall that says, with God, all things are possible, Mark 10:27. My is what I believe about life, what I believe. That's my philosophy. What's your philosophy? Get one if you don't have one. My philosophy is that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all I can ask or think according to the power that works in me. Put the power in me, right? My philosophy is, right, that all things work together for my good because I'm called according to God's purpose. That's my philosophy. I stand on that. And you can choose, because life is so complex here on planet Earth to where we don't, you kind of know what to believe, right? They find stuff every day. They find the universe, not the universe anymore, whatever. Right? We found out that healing can be done through energy. We got all that. So whatever you believe, right, believe something, but have a philosophy that you can stand on. But then once you get a philosophy, the question I have for you would be, what's your attitude about your philosophy? What's your attitude about it? Some people say, well, I believe God, but the attitude is, oh, gloom, despair, like Mary said, agony on me. If it had not been for bad luck, I have no luck at all. That's your attitude on your philosophy. So what's your attitude? Your philosophy, your attitude. And then based on my attitude, I take action on life. I'll take action starting the day, Mary, right, to move myself forward. I'll take action. When I have a philosophy, right, and an attitude built on that philosophy, I'm taking action based on that attitude, then I get what they call results, right? I get results. Then when I get the results I desire, then I get the lifestyle. Those are the five pieces: my philosophy, my attitude, my action, my results, and my lifestyle. And here's it, being free to go preach the gospel all over the world, not have to work for anybody, right? So if you find a problem with your actions, check your attitude. If you find problem with your attitude, check your philosophy. If you find problem with results in your life, well, just go back and get your results, check your actions. What are you doing to get the results? See that? If you're getting problems with your lifestyle, then check your results that you're getting from your actions based on your attitude and your philosophy. See that? So, Mary, I'll tell you what. I think there's a platform that you can build your life on, but I believe this, that now is the time. 2023, I call it Ephesians 3:20 in 2023. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. He put the power in you. It's in you. That. So I'll say, well, that Mary right there with what you just said about, yeah, you got to make a decision to do something in life, but you got to take action on the decision.
Well, they just always told me I was big-headed. My grandmama says, baby. I said, Grandma, they called me out of my name. She said, what they call you, baby? I said, big head. She says, well, it takes a big head to hold a lot of brains. Mm-hmm. The most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. So as a man thinketh, so is he. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I really truly believe that, know that, and trust that.
Wow.
And ain't
wow.
no demon of this planet or out of this planet can stop him from doing what I believe. But what happens in the process of having these thoughts? I remember sitting out on that big rock under the walnut tree, cracking walnuts, and my grandma would come out to go feed the hogs and the chickens and stuff, and she said, baby, who are you today? I said, I'm Flash. She said, why are you going to be Flash? I always had a why hidden behind who I wanted to be. I wanted to run around the world and bless people and be back before sundown for dinner so I wouldn't get a spanking. You got to be home before dark. She said, who are you today? I said, country boy. She says, what's your powers? I said, I'm a loveologist. Yeah, loveologist. And I don't even need no interpreter. I just created, Mary and I just created what we call one nation under love. How does that sound to your ears? One nation under love. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, we don't run off of solar power. We run off of Holy Ghost power, and the energy never runs out. Can't nobody stop us from doing what we get ready to be called to do. And you know why? Because we're operating out of the spirits of obedience. Y'all familiar with that word? Being the best you that you can be means that just because you showed up, the world won't be the same, Dr. Brown. The world won't be the same, Mary. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. I outran 3 million other sperms just to come into existence. When I showed up in this world, I didn't even know my name. I had to be whoever they call me. Who am I today? Flash. Who am I today? Superman. Who am I today? The Mighty Aquarium. I'm the Aquaman. Who are you today? I'm a spiritual ninja. You have a right to remain silent. But why do I give up my right to remain silent? Because Dr. Brown just dropped it on y'all in case you missed it. We're messengers. Just so you know, all religions are good religions. It's a learning institution for you to get closer to whoever see you created you. But if you worship Buddha, if you worship Krishna, if you worship Muhammad, if you're a Baptist like me, if you're a Presbyterian, a Catholic, well, you can just put your denominations away because, again, I told you earlier, you guys, it's not the religions, it's the people inside of the religions that make the religions look bad. You can call him by 1,000 names, and that won't even be enough. Last one for you. I remember I just told you, I'm the Mighty Aquarian. I'm the water barrier. Some people call me a pond. Some people call me a lake. Some people say I'm a little stream. Some say I'm the mighty Chattahoochee River that flows right through my yard. Some people call me the ocean. You can call me what you want to call me. You can even call me rain. I'm still water.
Wow.
You know, thinking back, we have learned, you know, in the military, we've learned two very important details. One, every loop on your outfit or your uniform will support your weight. I learned that one. Including your pants and your belt. I ended up bashing my knee on the, you know, at the end of boot camp when you go up to Victory Tower, you have the walls. You have to climb. Yeah, I bashed my knee and couldn't get up it. So I had one guy straddle the wall, the other one lift me up by my, grab me by my pelt or pants loops and flip me over the walls. Because we all have to accomplish the tasks. And that's the other thing, you know, we learned a lot about in the military, and we people tend to forget this, is that you can't do it alone. You need support, if it's faith, if it's your family, if it's somebody. Humans are not designed to do things alone. We're designed to do things with others and reach out for support.
Wow.
And see, with Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, he knew that we needed something to stand on. So over here at the Hope Collection, the Hope Foundation, Optimize My Life, we have 8 major pillars. We do special stuff on Monday. Dr. Brown, that's when I tell you, you got to start showing up. You're part of the family now. You don't need an invitation anymore. We talk about health and nutrition, water, and energy. We designated Tuesday to Travel Tuesday with our president, Ron Clayton, and the top producer in the travel industry, my mentor for years, Rick Reese, who just happened to launch a satellite 30-something years ago so we'd have a GPS in our car. Rick Reese and his wife, Brenda, she just celebrated a birthday. Shout out, Brenda Reese, and you're anointed. She puts together cruises. Ron Clayton is sending the churches on places that they couldn't afford to go. We have something called a Vortex Link. It's kind of like the hookup. 60 to 80% discount off your travel. Why? Because the more vortexes we give away, the more money we can make come back your way or your church, school, college, or non-for-profit organization's way, because we know that we all are traveling. Wednesday, we even get into special things on Wednesday, but we make sure that if you got energy, you got to have something to hook it to. We talk about housing, affordable housing. We graduated from tiny homes, y'all. We just built 8 units here in Atlanta. They're 5 bedrooms, but they're affordable, and they're going to have a 5 to 7 year mortgage, not 30-year mortgage. So what happens in the process, you guys, Nike showed up on the scene and says, just do it. But do y'all hear Dr. Brown talk? Did you hear Mary talk? We talked about Lynn Kane and Ron Clayton and all of our super friends. Been there, done that. Lynn says, well, keep it simple. Serve it. KISS program. Keep it simple. Serve it. Why would you try to do something that's outside of your range? I know how to change my oil, but I got a mechanic around the corner that does it for $13.95. It takes him 10 minutes to take me an hour. So that's what I'm telling you guys. We have partnered up with Knowledge. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. We want to empower you. Why? Because we care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. I already prayed over y'all. Forgive them, Father, because they know not. Ignorance is a choice nowadays. If you want to do better, you're at the right place, the right time, with the right super friends who have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and your family them. And we're talking about generational wealth. So if you don't think you can handle it, you're in a safe place over there. But if you guys want to partner up with Hope, I just want you to know it doesn't cost you anything. We don't really care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. Been there, done that too. I'm going to stop before I get myself in trouble, y'all. Help me out. Help me. Help me, Jesus.
One of my final philosophies, that is awesome, country boy. My final philosophy with that being said is 3 John 2. It's a Bible verse, 3 John 2. And it says this. It said, I wish above all things, talking about information, and you can get it now. You don't have to be ignorant, right? It said, I wish above all things you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. And one of my intentions, I didn't intend this for this call, but because this show rather, but I'm intentional now to share that my degree is holistic health and healing, and so I work with that because that's a part of your vision to have life and have life more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. Jesus, I come to you have life, have it more abundant. So abundant life. It's not just your wealth, it's yourself, but it's also your health. So I'm going to close my part out with that. Talking about your health, if you don't mind, I'll share my website. It's actually thejerrybrown.com. Not Jerry Brown, but the Jerry Brown. And that's thejerrybrown.com, thejerrybrown.com. And I do health, holistic health, and healing. And I'm really big on you taking care of your health while you're taking care of yourself. The Bible talks about many ways, and God can do anything the way He desires to do it. But there's many ways that people got healed or got healthy in the Bible, right? They got healthy from dipping in water. They got healthy from got the eyesight from Jesus putting spittle on the ground, rubbing their eyes, right? They got healthy from going to a tree, taking the sap off, putting it on the boils, and they got healed. They got healed when Jesus just said, go. In the word, the guy said, my daughter was healed the same hour that he spoke, right? So many ways for your body. So, and God gives us all that good stuff. So I do holistic health. I do with a health nutritional product. And so on that website, you can watch the superfood playlist, but there's a product called Moringa, and they're calling it God's Miracle Tree. And that particular product is the one, you can Google this, it's the most nutrient-rich plant on earth, right? Most nutrient on earth ever discovered. And so this company that I partner with, they actually work with handling the product. God made the plant. They just maintain it with integrity. You can buy this product from anywhere as far as their name, Moringa, online, YouTube, Amazon, whatever, Whole Foods store. But this company do something unique with the product. And that makes a difference how you handle what God made. Simple as that. It's how you source it, how you handle it, how you grow it, and all the good stuff. Well, they grow it on soil that's been cultivated, that's not depleted of all those nutrients and minerals, number one. But then when they grow it, they hand harvest this particular moringa. Then they shade dry it. And then they open it in a clean room where they suck out the air, pump in period, monitor the pressure, the temperature, quality. Then they formulate the moringa leaves, seed, and fruit together. Then once they formulate it, they put it into a package. And when you get the package, it's a box with 32 little packs. And you put a pack a day in a bottle of water, shake it up and drink it, get that good water from Country Boy there. You shake it up and drink it. And in that particular pack of moringa, because how they took care of what God made, it's still enzymatically alive. Moringa has 46 antioxidants, 36 natural anti-inflammatories, omega 369, 20 amino acids, 90 minerals and vitamins in that one pack of moringa that you drink every day for your health. So that's Dr. Brown's recommendation for your 3rd John 2 health part. Is check out my website, check out that moringa product, and I pray you be blessed in your wealth, in your health, in yourself, and taking your life off the shelf and help somebody else.
Dr. Brown, that was awesome, sir. But see, there's no way. We don't want to OD you guys with information. That's why I say, Dr. Brown, you know, there's so many cliches that couldn't be so far away from the truth. What you don't know won't hurt you. What you don't know is killing you. And we already know that if it's not in the soil, it's not going to be in that can of green beans that they just gave you. I don't care what the green giant says. And if you, they say, Country Boy, how do you go all day long, skip breakfast? Don't try this at home. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me now. In the morning, I have a pack of Moringa Blend that has those 300 natural minerals that Dr. Brown told you about. Sometimes, I'm not running off with donuts and caffeine, I skip right through lunch. Sometimes I just drink lunch. It might be 6 or 7 o'clock that evening. I might have to take me another boost of Moringa. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that Dr. Brown just says, acting as an interpreter, give your body what it needs to perform. Minerals come from things that have color in them. Ask people what they have for breakfast. Grits, biscuit. How many of those things that you have for breakfast besides oranges have color in them, and it don't have minerals and vitamin C in oranges? It has vitamin C in oranges. So what you have for lunch? A sandwich. Oh, it had one slice of tomato and one slice of lettuce. Now you got 1% of the minerals that you need today. And most of us just go to Mickey D's. I'm not picking on you, McDonald's, but I'm picking on you. Yes, I am. Your burgers don't even die if you bury them for 10 years. They look like they did when they gave them to you yesterday. I said all that to say, this was a setup, y'all. This was a conspiracy. Are you listening? Do you want to be made well?
Wow.
That's just a question. So Shakespeare, I tell you, said, do you want to be a blessing? To be or not to be? Do you want to be made whole? I remember a lady sneaking up on God in the Bible and touched his garment. But the man that God spit in the soul And he still wasn't healed. Why? Because it was a mindset thing. Do you want to be made well? Then pick up your bed and walk. Pick up your mind. Push to refresh, renew, redo, rearrange, reposition yourself so you'll be in position to receive your reward right now. Y'all want me to replay that for you? Back to you, Mary.
You know, that is so true. And your mind is such a powerful thing. I mean, people don't realize it and how much does. And remember, your mind has only one purpose. Your brain only has one purpose. That's to keep you alive. Everything else is what you put into it. So making sure you put in good things, not as much bad things, will help give you that step forward in making good decisions and making those life-changing steps you need to do to live that great life.
Wow.
So we are almost out of time for today. Boy, that hour went fast.
But Julie, I heard that voice. She said today, now keep in mind, we serve the Father of time. He took us out of eternity and placed us in time, and what we do in this time that we have determines on how we spend our eternity.
Yes. And so the radio shows the rest of this week will be hit and miss. I'm not sure who's going to be on or what, but watch out throughout the weekend. We will be hosting a bunch of live events because tomorrow the Boy Scouts of Medford leave to go to Buffalo. And we will be airing, instead of Hometown Heroes on Memorial Day, we'll be hosting a Memorial Day special edition live at Buffalo U.S. Naval Park for the dedication ceremony and memorial services.
How are they going to get there, Mary?
We are driving. We did not raise enough money for the train. We were $3,000 short. We raised $7,000 in 4 weeks.
Wow, wow. Hats off to you if I had one on.
So it was a lot of money in a short amount of time.
And then one more, Mary, before you close out. Mary, I could take the rest of the show just talking about you and Dr. Brown and how many amazing things you guys do. Y'all have heard people talk before about people behind the scene. They're never, ever, ever behind the scene. They're right where they're supposed to be, ministering with the right people. Dr. Brown, you shared with me just last night when me and Mary, before we closed out, how you're looking for people that's looking for you because, again, blessings and opportunities are never missed, y'all. They're only passed on to somebody else. So, Dr. B, before we go, give us two or three closing words out on what you really, they said, what was your golden nugget for listening in on the show today? We don't want you guys to walk away empty-handed. So, Doctor, before they go, drop a nugget on them before they go. What would you like for them to hear before you close out today, sir? And we thank you so much for coming, and we know you. We already got a yes when you're coming back again to drop a wealth of information on us. So go ahead, Doc. Give us one more before we close out. Doc, you still there? Mary, close us out.
Yeah, there's so much about this life, Country Boy, that I know we don't understand, right? But my philosophy, my gold nugget of philosophy is this. We don't have to understand everything that goes on down here on planet Earth, right? But know that before Jeremiah 1 and 5 said this. He said, like your grandma, he said, before I put you in the womb, boy, girl, he said, I knew you and I formed you. And when I put you in there, I had a plan for you. And when you came out, right, the thoughts I had towards you were good, not of evil. You got a successful end already prepared for you. So know that you're here for a purpose and a plan, and God is the one that set it in place. So you can be successful, you can be blessed, and you can be a blessing to somebody else. God bless you guys. Thank you.
That is awesome. Thank you, Dr. B.
So thank you, Dr. Jerry Brown, for joining us. And stay tuned this month is the start and launching of a bunch of new programs coming up. We're going to have some cooking shows. We're going to have Fridays be all about veterans for veterans and have a whole bunch of different shows lined up. We're going to bring back the morning show, a few morning shows on one is autism and mental health in children. Another is family nutrition, how to get your kids and your families to eat things that are healthy, but they don't want to. Especially when you've got, you know, picky eaters and special kids that only eat certain things. There's lots of ways to sneak it into their food without them realizing it. And there's also a lot of alternatives. You know, you got a kid that don't like fruit. Well, to get that vitamin C, to get that, you know, help with the scurvy, potatoes are the second best thing to have. And there's so many alternatives to eating healthy besides your run-of-the-mill standard stuff. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next month. And we're getting ready for another, about 4 months down the road, we'll be launching our TV show, which will be on Roku and on Apple TV.
And give them the Optimize site, Mary.
You can go to Optimize My Life on all social media platforms, on all podcasting networks, and at optimizemylife.com. And you can find Jerry Brown and all of his links to social media and his website on this page. And they will also be all over on our social media platforms as well.
Wow. That's what
Mary,
I say. So, Mary, we're out of time, right?
Just about. Yeah, speaking of which, you'll get this one. My husband used to make fun of me for it. I have a buddy that's going to come with us. He's stationed at Fort Campbell. He sent me an email or a text message confused, and he goes, tracking? Give me a minute. I haven't heard that in so long.
That's right.
We're all tracking back here.
We're tracking.
For country, I don't know if you got that, but it's military lingo for saying we understand.
That's okay. You don't need an interpreter. I got it. I just didn't want to make that some noise and let you think I got it.
Hey, you know, that's the joke. So, Dr. Brown, so I've learned a new language. I now see country. I can translate what he's meaning.
And then I'm working. She's teaching me hypnotherapy, and I'm teaching her how to sign language and blow kisses across the highway, across the room, and just blow people over. Matter of fact, I just threw a guy a sign language just now. I don't even know who he is, but he waved at me, and I gave him a thumbs up. I may have given him a thumbs up than a thumbs down with y'all.
See? Come on, man.
Hey, told you the big rule of this show is to have fun.
That's it. I see you guys have a lot of fun, too. Trust me, Country Boy is a bundle of fun, always. I know that.
Guys,
right.
I'm taking after my father. He was a fun guy. And matter of fact, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And every time he mesmerizes, it makes me just go, wow. That's the biggest word I could find to say ever since the Hope Foundation passed my way. It was an overwhelming sensation that I never felt. Every time I think about Hope, my heart just melts and goes like, wow. I couldn't believe that it actually could happen to me. It kind of made me so breathless that I couldn't even believe. And I opened my eyes and I chose to believe. Now, once one's mind has been conceived with a thought, it will never be happy. Going back to where it once was, you know, like when Hope made me go like, wow. So now already my spirit is ready to enter into another zone. But my question is can Hope turn your spirit on and make it wow? We're soothing rays in all your days. We come part of your spiritual light at midnight. So you guys make sure and come back to see us now. You hear?
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you guys.
Go spend time with your daughter and your grandchild.
Dr. J, make sure and invite that young entrepreneur that opened up the show with us today. We want to make sure and have her come back too, because she has an anointed voice, and she'll be able to speak to a generation that we would need an interpreter like her to say what she just said. And because of her testimony, I know that it can't help and inspire somebody else. So thank her too, Dr. Brown. Give her a big hug for us. We love you, guys.
I've got some ideas for her.
Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate it. Thank you for the service. I appreciate you.
All right, good day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us. See you back here tomorrow. Have a good day. Have a good night. And I get to have the fun job packet. Bye for now.